Good evening.
Good midday, or good early afternoon, Elias.
And how are you proceeding?
At the moment, it's just nice to hear your voice. So, I'm proceeding fine in this very moment.
Excellent.
Yes. I wanted to talk about two topics which are, as always, a little bit related. And I want to start with happiness.
Very well.
Okay. Because I'm somehow a little fed up and bored with doing sessions about problems. And
very well.
I have had a lot of sessions and there has been a lot of laughter, but there has also been always a lot of problems and blah. So,
very well.
I want to talk about my potential for happiness and for a different life, because I'm also somewhat bored with my life. It's like, okay, it's so familiar, everything, and I would like to have some new adventures. And I was thinking to ask you what you would recommend to me as adventures.
What type of adventures would you like to engage that are new?
Well, that's the point. I mean, physically, I'm, as I have said many times, I'm still very limited. And so it's not that easy to you know, it has to be adventures which are possible within my current state of condition. And so, for example, I'm fascinated with the idea of lucid dreaming, OBEs, and so on, but I'm a little bit afraid that you would come up with, then you have to do this and this and this and this, and exercises which are tedious. And
I would express that you could very well move in those directions. I would also express that in relation to lucid dreaming, you already move in a direction that is close to that with your dreams. You already are expressing the ability to maneuver in dream state and directing them in a certain capacity. And in relation to projections, or what you term to be out of body experiences, I would express that it is likely that that would not be difficult for you either.
That sounds very good.
Methods to use in relation to out of body experiences, in actuality, are considerably easy. And in that, I would suggest that you begin with some action that is somewhat familiar to you first, therefore you can validate yourself very quickly. And in that, the more you can validate yourself quickly, the more confidence you express very quickly in relation to out-of-body experiences, and then you can move in whatever direction you choose, which that could be a new direction of exploration and excitement for you. Can project in whatever direction you choose. Now, in this, there are very simple methods in relation to out-of-body experiences. I would express that the easiest method is to place yourself in a beginning state of self-hypnosis, which will allow you that relaxation to the point that it is easy to project into another direction and incorporate an actual out-of-body experience. You can also practice out-of-body experiences in dream state. And in that, what I would express to you is that what can be a fun avenue to engage with that is to choose another individual to partner with. For that is another quick and easy direction to validate yourself. Therefore, if you choose to be engaging in dream state, you can choose a direction, such as you will meet with this other individual and you will incorporate a specific destination. You will go to a specific destination. Now, the reason that this can be very quickly validating is that even if you do not remember all of the details of the projection, you can note to yourself your initial connection with the other individual. Therefore, you can note what they were wearing, or you can note the color of what they were wearing. And in that, you can note even pieces of what you remember in those initial projections. And those factors can be very quickly validating to improve your confidence with the action. Therefore, even if the other individual does not remember connecting with you, if you remember some aspect about them, that validates that you were successful.
So, for example, I would say, okay, person XY, I will make an attempt to visit you, and let's say between XY time and AB time, and just just the only thing I will attempt to check out what you are wearing, and then I would go back to the person and say you were wearing some red sweater or cardigan or something very simple.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, in this, do not get caught in time frameworks.
Uh-huh.
Or when you are engaging this action, especially if you are doing it in relation to sleep state. If you are doing it in relation to that as an avenue to ease into it, it does not matter if you and the other individual are sleeping at the same time. You are not bound to all of the constraints and design of linear time when you are engaging an out-of-body experience.
I do understand that, but the part is, if I want to validate something with somebody else or verify, then the other person has to have some kind of reference point. So what were you wearing on XY day would be maybe something the other person is remembering.
Yes, but what I am expressing to you is not to constrain yourself by being caught in specific time frameworks such as hours.
Okay. So do you say that I have a fairly good chance? I just want to hear it again, that I'm already quite close.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Because I've been starting to read or listen to people about that, and it felt they come up with many different exercises and things like that, and then it sounds very complicated. You have to meditate and you have to do this and that, and then it's like, oh boy.
No, that is not necessary. And in this, some individuals may move in that direction and they may complicate the situation, and that may allow them to feel that they have more control. But that is definitely not necessary.
Okay.
I would expect that the easiest manners or methods to engage this type of action is either beginning in dreams or to be placing yourself in a significant relaxed state, which is what a state of self-hypnosis is. And that can
be
within a time framework of perhaps 2 minutes or less.
How would you recommend to do the procedure of self-hypnosis?
Very well. Now, in this, I will give you an example, or two examples.
Okay.
And you can also, if you are so choosing, research. There are many recordings that are available in which an individual will guide you into a self-hypnotic state. But two very simple examples, which are basically the same, merely the imagery is slightly different. One incorporates a staircase and another incorporates a lift.
Mm-hmm.
now. In that, in either one, you allow yourself to visualize yourself at the top of a staircase, and you visualize whatever type of staircase is pleasing to you. And in that, you are stepping down step by step on that staircase. And each step that you take down the staircase, you are expressing to yourself that you are relaxing more, relaxing more, relaxing more. Not sleeping. Relaxing more in a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. When you arrive at the bottom of the stairs, you visualize a door at the bottom of the stair. And in that very relaxed state at the bottom of the staircase, you move towards the door. You have set your intention of where your destination is, where you want to go. You open the door and you step through, and you are in that state. You are projecting. As soon as you open the door and step through, that begins the projection. It is that simple. It is that easy. Or you can visualize a lift and do the same action. Press the buttons one by one in the lift, moving down floor by floor, and each floor that you move down, you are moving into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. And when you arrive at the bottom floor, the doors open from the lift, and you go.
Interesting, you know what? This is one of the reoccurring dreams I have, that I'm in a lift, and or in a similar situation. It's a small tunnel, but very often I feel like I'm squeezed in and I didn't choose it intentionally, and at times it's scary, and I end up at a place where I didn't want to go to. But this motif, this imagery of being squeezed into a very small cubic spot where actually more or less only one person has place, and being shot down in a tunnel, that's a reoccurring motif in my dreams.
And what I would express to you, and I have expressed this from the onset of this forum to many, many, many individuals repeatedly, you all do project quite frequently. It is merely that you do not objectively remember it. And most individuals do not remember the method that they use when they are projecting. That is an indicator that you are doing it. You merely are only remembering a piece of your method.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And this is also a validation in relation to what I was expressing to you. It would be relatively easy for you to engage that action of projection, and it would be relatively easy for you to move in the direction of lucid dreaming. Now, with lucid dreaming, that is another action that you can develop in many different directions. And you can do that not only by yourself. You can engage lucid dreaming, to be tapping into collective dreaming, which occurs continuously. It is merely a factor that most of you are not aware of it and do not remember any interactions that you have in collective dreaming. But you intersect with each other quite frequently. I would express almost every night while you are dreaming, there is some time framework in which you are also engaging in connecting in collective dreaming, in which you are actually intersecting with other individuals in their dreams, in their daydreams, in many different capacities. Therefore, that is also a interesting and fun avenue that you could be exploring. And even with your own dreams, without tapping into the collective aspect, you can move farther and farther into the dream expression in deeper and deeper layers of it. Now, what I will suggest in relation to that, in relation to expanding lucid dreaming, is I would suggest that you give yourself some type of small object. It matters not what it is. It can be a coin, it can be a figurine, it can be anything. But some small object that when you are sleeping, you can place near your bed. Now, the reason for this is you place that object in a specific position near your bed when you are sleeping. For many times, especially when individuals are engaging this action initially, but at times even subsequent to that, when an individual is accomplished at it and familiar with the action, what can occur is you can be aware, which you are when you are lucid dreaming, you are aware that you are occupying a dual role. You are participating in the dream, but you are also simultaneously aware of the dream and observing it. And in that, what frequently occurs with individuals is that, especially when they are delving into layers of dream imagery, they will pull themselves out of a layer and think that they are awake. And they are not. They are continuing to participate in the dream. And in that, this is what the object serves in purpose. For in the dream state, you may pull yourself out of a layer of dream, and you may think that you are awake because you may see yourself sitting in your bed, or you may see yourself or experience yourself lying in your bed and looking around your room. And you may look at what is near your bed, and everything in the room may appear precisely how it is in waking state, but the object will not. Therefore, the object will not be in the same position as it is in your waking state. Let us say that you choose a figurine.
Mm-hmm.
And you place the figurine in a standing position near your bed, in which you can easily see it, and it is close to you. In that, if you are still in the dream, you may see your room precisely as it is, and you look that figurine, and it will be lying down, not standing. It will be there, but it will not be in the position that you placed it in when you went to sleep. Or a coin that is on one side when you go to sleep, and in the dream, it will be on the reverse side. Therefore, you will know that you are either still in the dream state and require yourself to pull yourself out another layer, or you will know that you actually are awake. For that is the point with lucid dreaming. You are engaging your objective awareness in participating in the same capacity that it does in waking state. Therefore, the dream seems the same as waking state.
Mm.
That is the reason that I would definitely suggest that you incorporate some object that you can place near you as your focal point, therefore knowing when you are actually awake and when you are continuing to be in the dream.
Great. Great, great. Sounds like a good starting, how do you say, suggestions to start with practicing. Do you have something in the, let's say, more or less purely objective arena, kind of undiscovered potential for fun and adventure and happiness?
In the objective arena.
You know what I mean.
I am aware of what you are expressing. I would say that objectively, you could practice with objective bouncing, in a manner of speaking. This is slightly different from what you would be accustomed to with an out-of-body experience, although it is a type of out-of-body experience. And in that, it is merely an action that you do momentarily. And in that, it does not require you to incorporate the method of that self-hypnosis. It is a momentary action in which you allow yourself to momentarily defocus in the moment and jump to a different time or a different location. Now, this is a momentary action, therefore it is very quick, and your jumping is incorporating only enough time to glimpse another time or another space arrangement, another place, and then you jump back. But it can be fun to explore that spontaneity in movement, in which you merely allow yourself to defocus and you jump and then you jump back. You can do that at any time in any situation, even in a conversation. Well, all it requires is that momentary defocusing of your attention and jumping.
You mean I'm sitting in a conversation with some person and in a moment I jump in my attention to Scotland in the 11th century.
Yes, you could.
Interesting. But how do I verify that? I mean, it's fun that you say that, because I'm just, you know, reading a book more or less about exactly that topic, where a person goes through a henge and ends up 200 years earlier, but she's living her whole life there. But I find it so fascinating, and the connections between these two lives and everything. So it's interesting that you come up with that.
I would express that, yes, you can do that, and you do not need a stone to do it. Although, this is somewhat different, for you are merely jumping momentarily.
Yeah.
You're not incorporating an extended time framework. You are merely jumping momentarily. You generally will incorporate enough time to glance around you, and then you would jump back.
And I just come back with impressions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then from then on I develop it, extend it.
Yes.
Okay. Okie dokie. Then, Elias, and you have, let's switch for the moment to another topic which might be somewhat related, because you said when I asked you what you would recommend to do with the rest of my life, and you said go out and share yourself with people, go with be with people and so. And I had lots of people around me during the holiday season, and I have experienced how much I actually enjoy that.
Congratulations.
Pardon?
Congratulations.
That was the most interesting thing about it. My body was not so troublesome, even if I demanded a lot of my body, but I was less sick, I was less troubled, and I mean, with some things which trouble me a lot usually. So I said, okay, this is I definitely want to extend that. But this is the other topic. It's also somewhat complicated because at times it's difficult with people in the area of aggression. And aggression is a difficult topic because it seems to me that is the topic that is the most challenging, or has been the most challenging for people for a long time in our upbringing. And you know, if you are not blah blah blah, then this kind of emotional blackmailing many kids go through during their upbringing and so on. And so I have this with my grandson and my husband, this topic we had been talking about, and it showed up, and I find myself getting so aggressive at the moment about it, and it really trips me up.
Stop. In what direction? Which topic?
Well, the topic of, you know, my grandson, where you said I'm tapping into something as well. But the dynamic is my husband is playing the Picasso.
Yes.
And
very well. And you are experiencing some type of aggression within yourself in relation to what they are doing.
Yes. Yes.
Very well. Continue.
So, the problem is that, I mean, I like it. I very much welcome it, that it is so simple for me to feel what I feel, that I don't have to search a long time anymore. But that's the nice part about it. The difficult part is that it's not easy for my husband, because it feels to me that he doesn't like it very much. And I mean, me going so aggressive, and I said, you know, I'm so fed up with this situation now that I find I don't want to participate anymore. I just don't want to be part of this dynamic between you and this boy and myself. I just don't want to be there. And it's so I'm thinking about it, and I'm listening to my inner communications about, I think, okay, this huge emotion of anger and aggression, this is my signal. What is the message? The message is, I don't want to participate in it anymore. So I want it different, and if it's not different, then I don't want to be there. For example, when I say something to this boy and I say, hey, stop doing this, because I, even without because, please close the bathroom door, I'm sitting on the toilet, and he doesn't. And then I know, okay, he's tired, he's overwhelmed and everything, but the point is, he just doesn't listen to me. And then I feel overrun, and I feel when he's touching anything of my things, I get so aggressive and I get so angry, and I'm I could beat up the cat, or I'm biting nails, and everything, and I feel, oh boy, this is not what I would think. I think I have something to address here. This is not, it can't stay like that. And what I think is, okay, there might be lots of held energy from my own childhood when it was dangerous for me to express aggression. Natural aggression. Natural, stop it, you are stepping over my boundary, things that a child would express and a healthy parent would say, okay, I hear you. But my parents were not of that kind. So I think maybe it feels to me that there are so many threads at the same time triggered. And I'm working my way through it.
I'm understanding. And I acknowledge you in that. And perhaps while you are engaging that process, it could also benefit you to evaluate or think about how you can connect with him yourself, independent of your partner. Not the three of you, and not you in addition to the two of them, but how you can connect with him yourself. Only the two of you, and establish some direction of interaction and connection between the two of you. What is occurring is he is generating a perception which you are aware of, and this is perpetuating this irritation with you, is that he is developing this perception that your partner is fun and you are rules. And rules are not fun. Therefore, in that, he sees your partner as an object of fun. He sees you as an object of rules. In this, if you are establishing some type of direction with him in which you can connect with him yourself, not in conjunction with anyone else, but only you. If you can incorporate some connection with him individually, then he will not be as likely to be ignoring you or moving in opposition to you. He is viewing you as serious, and serious is not fun, and serious is rules, and therefore you are not his parent, and therefore in that he is not concerned with consequences. Remember, children do not incorporate a clear understanding or perception of right and wrong. They do not understand that concept. They do understand the concept of consequences very early, very young. But they do not incorporate a developed understanding of right and wrong. And therefore, they are not motivated to express in those directions of right and wrong. And in that, they are motivated in the directions of consequences. For that is their interpretation of right and wrong. Not that they identify, this is a wrong action, therefore I should not do this. No, they identify, if I do this, there will be a consequence.
I understand.
That deters them. But in not being the parent, the factor of consequence in relation to you is not as important to him. In that, whatever the consequence may be in relation to you, it holds much less meaning to him. Therefore, the action of what is right or what is wrong is almost meaningless. In that, it is more about how he is perceiving you as an individual. If he is perceiving you as an individual as being serious and rules, but there is no incorporation of the right and wrong piece, then there is merely a response to that of ignore it. I do not like rules. I do not like serious, and therefore is not important, and I will ignore it.
I understand. Elias, one of the questions is...
Therefore, in that, what I would suggest is you can incorporate two different avenues, both. First, pay attention and genuinely observe him. What interests him? Which you already, to a degree, know. But in that, think about that in a different manner. Observe what interests him, and then begin to evaluate and investigate how those subjects can be engaged in different manners. When he is playing, what does he like to play? Let us say, hypothetically, he likes to play ball. He likes to throw the ball and catch the ball. And that seems very black and white. But it is not. How can you translate that interest in other directions that will be interesting to him without actually incorporating the activity of throwing the ball. The other factor, or the other component, in addition to observing what he is interested in and then evaluating how can those interests be translated in other manners, in other expressions than the actual physical activity, is listen to him, speak to him, and engage him in relation to what interests him. Children are not only interested in physical activity. They think, they evaluate, they have interests. In this, what other subjects that are not necessarily physical activities, such as dreams or imagination or exploring imaginary worlds, what other interests does he have other than the physical activities? Now that gives you two avenues in practical terms that you can engage, explore, and observe, and then investigate how you can translate that to make it your own avenue.
Okay.
That belongs to only you in relation to him.
You know, Elias, we only have a few minutes left. And I'm sitting here and I'm in one way, I'm already again aggressive, really aggressive. So, why am I getting so aggressive?
I would express that what you were expressing previously in relation to your explanation and your exploration of your childhood and the rigidity of that and the expectations in that and all that you were taught and the expectations that are so ingrained that you express them yourself, and how children should be respectful and how children should listen and how they should behave. Regardless that intellectually you have more information, and regardless that you may want to move in a different direction, and that you actually do implement different directions in relation to children, you generate more allowances for them than you were afforded, that does not deny those associations that are very strongly ingrained. And that aspect of what you have been taught, of what displays respect and value. That if he enjoys himself with your partner, he is valuing him, and he does not value you in your perception.
Okay.
And that is very uncomfortable. And I can express that it is understandable that it would also trigger angry for the anger has no choices, therefore it feels out of your control. In this, as I expressed initially, these are not expressions to fix it. I encourage you to continue with your exploration in relation to your associations that you have learned and that have been ingrained in you in relation to behavior and expectations and how that translates in relation to your worth, your importance, your value, what you deserve, what you do not deserve, what you earn, what you do not earn.
That is the weird part, Elias, because intellectually, mentally, I can understand things, but it's like two reactions simultaneously. One part in understand things, but on another part it doesn't register, and it is like almost a reptilian brain response, and it trips me up.
Okay. Well, you are engaging your intellect in one direction, the rational aspect of you, the thinking aspect of you, the intellect, which understands and which accepts the concepts, but then you are also engaging the feeling aspect of you, and that piece is connecting with memory. That piece is connecting with experience. Not what you intellectually know, not what you understand, but what your experiences have been.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I mean, yes, you are correct. Two actions are occurring simultaneously.
But I can, you know, Elias, I could, I've just looked up the term, I could become a berserk. I could go berserk, that's the English term.
I would agree. And that is the reason that I was expressing the suggestion of what you can physically do objectively in the meantime while you are engaging this process of connecting with those feelings and those memories and the reasons that you are experiencing these conflicting feelings. You can also simultaneously be actively participating in actions that are more in the direction of what you understand. And therefore, what that does is that generates different communications with the body consciousness. It allows you to be communicating to the body consciousness. Yes, I acknowledge that this feeling is associated with memories, but it is not valid now. This is a different experience. Your body is creating new memories, or it is not. If you are not creating new memories that are instructing the body in a different capacity, then it continues to move in the direction of what it already knows, and it generates those signals. Remember, your body is what generates feelings, physical or emotional.
Okay. That's not a memory. That's you.
Your body is a part of the process.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. A very few brief questions. Leader personalities. Am I a leader personality?
Yes.
Haha, I knew it. Julie, is Julie a leader personality?
No.
Oh, and Liana?
No.
Okay, then I have asked you, but you misunderstood the last time. I wanted to ask, am I dispersed, not disturbed? You understood disturbed.
Are you dispersed? That is the question?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I am. Okay. Then, a brief question. Free flow, when we started to reconnect, you said either imaginary visualization or experiential visualization or the inner landscape and things like that, or the free flow could change my body, following my free flow, and I chose the last method. Is there any chance that my body will change itself by still continuing this just free flow like I do it?
Is there a chance? Yes.
And how much is the potential on a scale from 1 to 10?
Very well. On a scale from 1 to 10, I would express that it is, at this point, and I will qualify by expressing that.
Yeah.
At this, I would express perhaps a 4.
Okay, then am I fragmented, and if so, from whom?
Every essence is fragmented.
Okay.
And do you interpret an impression?
No, but I want to learn about it.
Very well. Fragmented from the essences of Patel, Osa, Lawrence, and Seth.
Seth? The second I didn't understand audibly. Osa?
Yes.
Osa? And Seth, right?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, and then the last question, Listel would like to know if you agree with Bashar's statement that there is a very high probability of a major financial system meltdown in the fall of 2016. Not
entirely. No. What I would expect that there is a possibility, but I would not express that it is at this point tremendously strong or tremendously strong potential.
Okay.
Not deny it, but I would also not express that it is a strong potential.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask one or two brief
I have a little collection of people. One or two brief yes or no answers.
Very well.
Articus would like to know, is the Polish composer Mieczysław Karłowicz a focus of hers?
Yeah.
Okay. And Shantine, is she continuing focus?
Yeah.
And Dispersed?
Yeah.
Ah, fine. And James Feeney, is he Dispersed?
No.
No. Okay, then Dominic would like to know her orientation and essence family.
Any impression?
She didn't say any impression, and I don't know her. She's a new person for me.
I would express that I will be engaging her soon.
Wonderful.
Therefore, I would challenge her to separate an impression and present them when we meet.
Okay, fine. And last thing, Christoph asks if is it an aspect of my niche as a leader to be able to experience distinct drug states at will and teaching others the same?
Yeah.
Great. Ah, supi. Oh, there is a very last one. You will make them all happy. Fleur Soleil asks about her or his essence name.
Essence name. Letitia.
Uh-huh.
Letitia.
Letitia. Oh, I have to listen to the spelling again. Elias, as always, it turned rather different than I thought. Very
and regardless, perhaps you will be incorporating some new successes and excitement.
I hope so, and I will experiment. I need some adventure and some change.
Very well.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. And I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Me too.
I express wondrous, tremendous lovingness to you and dear friendship.
Thank you. Likewise.
Great encouragement. Au revoir.
Au revoir.